This is Jesse Goldberg Strasser, joined by Lansing Lugnuts catcher Carlos Perez. Carlos, how are you?
I'm good here now, really cold, but I feel good.
Now, what I've heard from the Blue Jays is they say it's good for you guys to play in the cold, because in the major leagues, in Toronto, in Boston, in New York, it's going to be cold, right?
Yeah, you have to play in any park, any weather, because this is your job. Mm-hmm. And you have to play 100% everywhere on every plane.
And you have. You've played in the cold. You've played in the heat. You've played in the rain. Was there a day that you played in Venezuela where the weather was crazy?
No, not too much. In Venezuela, the weather is good.
But in America?
In America, it's difficult. Sometimes rain, sometimes cold, sometimes hot. But this is your job, and you need to work hard.
Well, your job, you're working hard, and this is your second year in the Midwest League. What's different about you this year than last year?
I think it's more experience. And I see the other team, and I know what they're going to do. Uh-huh. And that's all I got. I try to good catch and good hitting, and try to go up.
Well, let's talk hitting first. Your stance is different. What else is different about you as a batter? How are you better as a hitter?
Yeah. In sprint training, I'm working on it for try to hit the ball more hard. Mm-hmm. And I feel more comfortable, my head, my arm a little bit more hard. Uh-huh. And hitting more land rise, and just trying to good hit.
Líneas,
that's right.
So what's the next step? What do you want to do next?
For me, I work in everything, you know, like try to good catcher, blocking, and try to make a good throw to the bases, and try to catch good for the... I got a lot of young guys pitcher right here, and try to good game every day.
So about those young guys that you're catching, 19-year-olds like Aaron Sanchez and Noah Syndergaard, 20-year-old like Justin Nicolino, what do you talk to them about?
The old pitch is good pitcher. It's good starting and good reliever too. So he got a good arm, uh-huh. All of us. And just stay relaxed. I told all the pitchers, stay relaxed and try to make a good pitches and try to make it go out. Mm-hmm. And have fun. It's the most important, I think, when you play.
Who is the best fastball on this team?
I think it's Noah Syndergaard.
Who is the best curve?
Sanchez.
Sanchez. Change up.
Nicolino.
Yeah, he got a good change.
Let's see, slider.
A slider, I think, is Walter. He got a good slider. Mark Jesse. Mm-hmm. The old pitcher, he got a good stuff.
For us, because we've never seen some of these pitchers before, it surprises us that Jesse Hernandez has been so good. David Rollins has been so good. We have heard about the big prospects coming in. Why has Jesse Hernandez been so good?
He's a really good pitcher. He look good when he pitch. Mm-hmm. You know, he's look comfortable, look relaxed, look fun. Uh-huh. You know, it's the most important. That's why he's pitch good.
David Rollins has been working quicker and quicker. What do you think, how does that affect you? If a pitcher, immediately you throw him the ball, he's ready to pitch again.
It's like, you know, because when you got a good tempo in the game, the body's not ready and don't think in nothing. So that it's good when the pitcher, he got a good tempo and try to make a good pitch, every pitch. So that's good because... the other team is not ready for any pitch.
Has there been a game this year where every signal that you put down, the pitcher nods yes each time?
Go ahead, what did you say?
So you signal, and then the pitcher nods yes. Have there been games this year where everything that you signal, the pitcher says yes, that's what I want to throw?
Yeah, that's why, because the young guy. Uh-huh. But sometimes, like Nicolino, he got everything, like change, throw, curva, is for the strike. And sometimes he want to throw something, and I do it whatever you want.
I know that the pitching coach, Vince Horseman, will work on these guys, try to work on throwing your curve, try to work on throwing your changeup. Do you ever speak to Vince and say, what does this pitcher need to work on for this game? Okay, I'll call that pitch.
No, I think working because with two strike, the old pitcher throw the curve on the strike. So he need to work on the curve in the door for two strike, for strikeout. But every pitch, he's got a good arm, throw good, throw down, is very good.
That's what I've heard, throw down, yeah. Right? Down is important.
Yes, it's important because if you throw down, no chance for the other team.
Who's got the best control on this team, that where you put your mitt, that pitcher can hit your mitt?
Nicolino, he got control. Jesse Hernandez, too. But all the pitchers is really good. He got a good arm. He got a good pitch.
You're with a lot of good pitchers this year.
Yes, it's good. It's relaxed for me. It's more easy, you know?
Well, good. Speaking with Lugnuts catcher Carlos Perez, something that looks easy to me is when you try to throw a runner out trying to steal. You've been doing that real well. You gunned down another guy again the other day. What have you worked on? What has improved with you in catching runners trying to steal?
For me, I working on deep the ball because I move fast sometimes and throw bad. But if you deep the ball, you can throw and look where you wanna throw.
So what the ball? What do you try to do with that ball?
Deep.
Oh, dip the ball.
Dip the ball.
I remember there was that period of time last year where you were so quick, trying to get it from your glove to your hand, it would fall. Uh-huh. And so you've slowed yourself down a little?
Yeah, that's why, because when I try to move it too fast, drop the ball. So now I try to dip the ball and try to make a good throw.
And it's working.
Yeah.
We have Javier Avendaño on this team this year from Venezuela. And so you and he both are from Venezuela. Did you know each other before?
No, he played before for the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. And this is the first year for him. But he got a good pitcher. He good reliever, good control, good curva. He's really good pitcher.
He's from Maracaibo. Yeah. You're from Valencia. Yeah. What's the difference between those cities?
A lot of hours.
A lot of hours?
Yeah.
What's Valencia like? What kind of city?
It's cool.
It's cool?
Yeah.
There's really a lot cool to do there?
Yeah, it's really good.
When you're back home, besides baseball, what do you like to do?
The most important is enjoy with my family. Because you stay there like 8 months, something, and when you go back to the Venezuela, you want to stay with the family.
How big a family do you have?
A little bigger. I got one older brother and one younger.
Oh, nice. Do you play baseball with them?
Yeah, my little brother, he wanna sigh, and he practiced for that, and my older brother, he played before with the Chicago Cubs.
Okay.
And now he's in Venezuela in work in Venezuela.
Now, one thing that I know is very big is the winter leagues in Venezuela. That it's huge. And then there's the series between the Venezuelan team, the Dominican team, the Puerto Rican team, right? How big is that?
The league in Venezuela is really good. It's really hard, too, because You see the big league pitcher, you see the big league, he got everything, big league, minor league, and when you play in Venezuela, you want and you can to learn more because you have a big league catcher or big league pitcher, and you can tell him, hey, can you help me in something, the catcher or the hitting, yeah, anything else.
Have you played on a Venezuelan league team yet?
I play in the Paralela League.
Ah.
And go up in December. And I stay there like 1 month. It's really good because, like I say, I saw the so many big league, like Adrubal Cabreras.
Yeah, with the Indians.
Yeah, Adrubal Cabrera, all the summer big league in the team, so you can learn.
And finally, Carlos Perez, food. Do you have any food that you like to cook?
Yeah, you have to cook. But yeah, I'm trying to cook rice, beans, arepa. You know arepa?
Yeah.
So that's one of
Are you a good cook?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Well, cool. Carlos Perez, thank you very much. Gracias.
Thank you.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.